In the name of Allah, most compassionate, most merciful. He frowned and turned his back when the blind man came to him. How could you tell? He might have sought to purify himself. He might have been forewarned, and the reminder might have profited him. But to the one who considered himself self-sufficient, you were all attention. Yet the fault would not be yours if he remained uncleansed. As to him who comes to you with zeal and with a feeling of fear in his heart, him you ignore and busy yourself with trifles. No, indeed. This is an admonition. Let him who will bear it in mind. It is written on honored pages, exalted, purified by the hands of noble and devout scribes. Perish, man! How ungrateful he is! Of what did Allah create him? Of a little germ. He created him and proportioned him. He makes his path smooth for him. He then causes him to die and puts him in his grave. He will surely bring him back to life when he pleases. But by no means has man fulfilled the duty that Allah has assigned him. Let man reflect on the food he eats, how we pour down the rain in torrents and cleave the earth in fissures, how we bring forth the corn, the grapes, the fresh vegetation, the olive and the palm, the lush gardens, the fruit trees, and the green pastures for you and your cattle to delight in. But when the stunning blast is sounded, on that day each man will forsake his brother, his mother and his father, his wife and his children, for each one of them on that day will have enough concerns of his own to make him indifferent to others. Some faces on that day shall be beaming, smiling and joyful. Other faces on that day shall be covered with dust, veiled with darkness. These shall be the faces of the disbelievers, the hardened in sin.